We're in Simen Lamed Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We had learned till now two eitzes for a Yirei Shamayim to make sure he's learning Krishma with the proper tefillin. The first eitza was that he put on both zuges of tefillin Bas Achas, the Shalyad, and then he was Mahadik both together, and before the Hiddik he said Laniach Tfilin, and that bracha went on both Hanochis, and then he put on the Shol Rosh, and he was Mahadik both and said on Mitzvah Tfilin. That's Merdik Mahudidik. So Chaptarain, he was doing the mitzvah with a proper bracha, whatever the tefillin he's makayim the mitzvahs, he made a bracha on it. Then we said if a person cannot do this to be mahadik both tefillin b'basachas, so then he should put on one pair of tefillin and make the bracha on that pair, and afterwards put on the second pair. And the bracha on the first pair will patter the second pair. And again, he is wearing two pairs of tefillin. And he made a bracha on both of them. And the anocha was one after the other. Now, we are on the last shure on Daf Nun Tes. Ve'im lo yuchel laniach b'basachas. Mishmuros says it's missing the word ve'im. Ve'im lo yuchel laniach b'basachas. He can't wear two pairs of tefillin. We'll see in the Mishmuros why, but he can't wear two pairs of tefillin. So then yaniach shal Rashi. Now here the Mechaber is going according to the poiskim that mikra din we paskin like Rashi. So he should put the Rashi's tefillin. V'yivorech aleihem, and he should make a broch on them. V'yolov b'shas krishmas v'le, and he should, since mikadim we paskin like Rashi, so he should wear them b'shas krishma t'vile. V'acher t'vile, and after the davening, yoniach sholabein etam b'lei broche, v'yikro behem shma v'hoyim shamoya. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get be a little clear in what he just said now. Sivkotn Yud Gimel. So Simin Lamedal Sivkotn Yud Gimel Mishnah Berurah. V'im lo yuchal peirish. He can't put two pairs on the afilu b'zeh chazem. Afilu b'zeh chazem lo yuchal laniach v'basachas. He can't put on two pairs of tefillin. Kigoin. What's the reason? So he gives two reasons. Sheyesh leimake. That he has a mark on his hand, so there's no place for two pairs of tefillin. That's one case. Or he's embarrassed. People say, oh, a tzaddik is a doyle, a chosid. So that is not the proper hanhogah to do. So what should he do? Yoniach sholosh. So let him put on. But he knew Shalashi, so let him first put on Shalashi. V'yavochaleim. Daheim ha'ika ledina. Here the Mechaber is assuming that we paskin like Rashi. V'shalabein etam yaniach achara tefillah. So it's yoytza l'ikara then with Rashi's tefillin. And after davening he'll put on the bein etam k'dei lotzei v'divrei ha'kul. V'ayin bebir haloche, now there's a merdik bebir haloche him, sheichachnu d'ma'oid tzorich li'zoyer, shleyechavein ba'nachosam rak mishum sveike, v'loi b'stomo l'shem mitzvah. A merdik ezach. Mishnah Berurah says that when this person is putting on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, he should not think, This is the tool. So that machshove is a terrible machshove. Why? He says because he is over an iser deraisa of leisigra. That means if a person puts tefillin, bisman tefillin, that means the whole day is man tefillin, and I put on Posel a tefillin, theoretically, I'm putting on tefillin which only have two kosher parshiyos, because the other parshiyos are shalei ben kaimam. So I want to be mekayim mitzvahs tefillin with two parshiyos. Yoyim anisa deraisa v'loy sigra. Fill le ployim. That means since it's a tefillin, not a tefillin bestomen. A tefillin doesn't think anything. A tefillin, since it's a zman tefillin, So Mamela doesn't think anything. So he has to think positively that I'm only putting this on only if I wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Tzum. But if it was Mekayim Mitzvah Tzum, I don't want to be, I'm not putting on L'Shem Tzum. He should think that. Shelo yechavin ba'anosam rak mishum sveikim. The only reason I'm putting it on, because there's a suffix, maybe the first was not the kosher, and this is the kosher. But if the first was the kosher, I'm not mechavim l'shem mitzvah, so therefore he's not over l'sigra. The real loch is marich in this, and that's what he says a person should do. So it's a shrek about kaponim, when a person, that this is a kaponim, that he has to think, I'm putting it on Mishum Sofik V'loy Bistoma. If he doesn't think anything, he's Ivaloy Sigra. Because some are putting on Mitzvah Tzum. And here the Mishnah Berura says, according to the Mikubolim, there's an Indian of two pairs of Tzum. There's like this, the Rashi Tzum, the Ben Tam Tzum. He says, according to them, there's no Loy Sigra, Fakert. This two tikkunim, this the tikkun of Rashi Tzum, this the tikkun of the Rabbeinu Tam Tzum. So okay, I want him to kind of mitzvah tefillin b'shleimus. But he says, but we don't paskin like the Mikubolim. We have a Shulchan Aruch. And in Shulchan Aruch, it seems there's one pair, and we don't know which is the right pair. And the Mechaber L'maisa feels always that the Iker pair is Rashi's. So then he has to think b'feirish, I'm not putting it on L'shem mitzvah tefillin or stomach or nothing, anything. No, it's only being putting on L'shem suffix. Yeah, that's about. No, first of all, it's like this. The Dvorim Shebalei Beinan Dvor means something else. Dvorim Shebalei Beinan Dvor means if I make, I'm making a Maisa Kedushin, let's say, I'm making a Maisa Kedushin, I'm saying, Yared Mekadeshus Li, but my Machshove is Soisa, my Maisa. Machshove, I think, I don't want to marry you. But I'm saying, so Dvorim Shebalei, which is Soisa, his Maisa, is no Chshivit. But like this, in Kavonis Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavonis, Mitzvahs Ein Tzriches Kavonis, this has nothing to do with Dvorim Shebalev. And here, if I can't hear this, there's a loche, the Gemara says, by Birchus Koyenem, a Koyen will be Moisef, a fifth broche. Broche, and then it will be Moisef, another broche. So the Moshe says, I have about Toysef. Even though he wasn't mechaven to be meisiv, but since it's this man of birchas koinim, b'stome he's over b'altoisiv. So here he says, since this is this man of anochas tefillin, he's putting on tefillin now. He's over b'altigra. So you have to think. You have to think. B'feirish, I'm not doing. The stome is also not good. I have to think. I'm doing it l'shem sofik, which is a pachat. Yeah, but I'm doing it now only because I'm a suppik, not because I'm doing. But Phyllis Tom is also not good. I have to think I'm doing it. Could be. I once saw from Rav Shmuel Kavanesa, there got to be something else. All these things, if you say it once, could be it helps for your Megala Das. For all the time. Could be it will help. V'acher ha-tfilah, v'yolo v'shas krishma u'tfilah, v'acher ha-tfilah. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the translation of acher ha-tfilah? Haynu kedin ha-mavur le'el b'simin chof hei sif yud gimel. Now, simin chof hei sif yud gimel, it says, how a person should wear tfilin till after Uvalatzian, or after the Kaddish of Avulatzion, or after the Kaddish of Toleinu. That is the Zman that a person should wear Tefillin. So now if Alocha will be Paskin like Rashi, so Memele, you're putting down Tefillin, so till when should you wear Rashi's Tefillin? This is Leila Leila, I'm a one of the Yates, the Benetam, also, with the Sheet, Alocha will be Paskin like Rashi. One? Yeah. I'd rather say after the Kaddish, after the Kaddish, there's 2 days of... Yeah, okay, they're talking, there's deals over there. Yeah. So Al Kaponim, he says, Acha Tefillah means after you wore the Tefillah in the proper time. V'loike eilu hachilzin Tefillah in the Rashi, u'menichin the Rabbeinu tam, tekev la'acha kedusha shal shmeine esrei. So be'emes, milvad sho'isin sho'loike dina mavu aleil besimach ha'feis if yudimu. He says, number one, they're doing sho'loike din. If you put on the Rabbeinu tam, you magareya, from she, Allah, we paskin like Rashi. The Mechaber paskin is like Rashi. So you are not wearing Rashi's tefillin the proper time you're supposed to wear tefillin. The proper time you're supposed to wear tefillin, Allah, we paskin like Rashi, is the left over the tzim. So if you take it off after Kedusha, so you're being megareya, the mitzvah tefillin of Rashi, number one. Gam tzorich lechaven betfilas yitches lahashatz. Number two, you have to be mechaven to chazoris hashatz. And if you'll be busy taking off these tefillin and putting on the other tefillin, you won't be mechaven to chazoris hashatz. He's giving two reasons one should not take off the tefillin after kedusha. Number one, you are losing. You weren't mekayim. The mitzvah tefillin properly, which is still after Uvulatzion. And number two, there's a mitzvah of Chazoras HaShatz, and the Mechaber says later, you don't have Tish Shemim, it's a pacha, that's like a Baruch Levatola. So what did you accomplish? You're chosid and mefulsim b'maisu, so what did you do? So you accomplished that you lost your mitzvah tefillin, number one, and number two, you lost Chazoras HaShatz, which Chazoras HaShatz is Meiridik. So Memele, Agavucha, so the Dusha says there's an Afkamina. What happens if the Shatz is davening very long? He finished him in Esther already. So Memele, he can put on Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin until the no here Chazoras HaShatz Meiridik. So it's the second reason. It's not applicable. I'm going to hear Chazoras HaShatz. But also the first reason, you weren't Mekayim, the mitzvah still in Bishleimis, which is at least till after Uvulatzion. Yeah, this is a prima godim. Then afterwards, after the davening, he should put on and say Shema Avayim Shemaya. Avalein Tzor Parshas Tzitzis, he doesn't have to put on Parshas Tzitzis. Ki Cheshosho, the Shema, that this Cheshash, the one that wears toothpaste, to the Shema Hayid Eide Sheker, Tikin, and that's why he's wearing the Benetam's film, Tikin Bishtei Parshias. So with the two Parshias, he took care of it. He said Tvillin with the Benetam's film. Vandu Primagod the Mashma Minei, the Chain, Yesh Linoik. This is the proper Minik Hamaniach Tvillin the Benetam. That is what a person should do. Shinechenu Rak La'achas Shasilik Tarashi. Uposhut. That's we'll finish with this. Uposha Demisha Levish Kola Yain Tfilim. For what if a person was tfilim the whole day? Shanoch and Yosef Shil Bish Tfilim the Rashi, because Mikadim we paskan like Rashi. To say the two parshis with Rabbeinu Tam is a hiddur, so I'm Yosef like Rabbeinu Tam shouldn't be made any sheker, but the Iker should be Rashi. Yeah. Siv Gimel, lo yase kein, elami shemuchzik umafusim bachasidus. Now let us see this. This is a murder commission in Berurah, and we have to add on a little bit, which ta'achoinim, the Jewish was maisif. Now let us see. So the Mechaber says, so we're talking about Yerei Shemayim, he should make two pairs of tefillin and he should wear the Tehillat Shemayim. But Le'yase Kein Alamisha Muchsik Umefusim Bachasitis. Aino, Afilam Yirzel Anicham Rak Achar HaTefillin. I'm not talking about to wear two tefillin at a time. He's going to put on after the davening. Because, we'll see why soon. Because of a bear hater, Be'ish Echon, שינהיג לניח תפילין בבינתם לאחר התפילה בפרהסיה לפני הכל. That means the Kol only wore Rashi's tefillin, and he, after the davening, he put on the bainatam tefillin, and he said the two parshas. Imechzi ki yuarom. Is this considered gaive? Posek b'tshuvas marash alevi, imechzi ki yuarom. He's a Balgaiva. That means to do such a thing which no one is doing, but he's the Yerei Shamayim. That's Merzik Gaiva Tzor Shivatl Minhoge. V'chein Kosov B'tshuvish Vos Yaakov Chelik Beis Simem Emdalot Shafilo Mikzas Oisem. Shafilo, there's a small percentage of the Oilam which does put on the Rabbeinu Tam. Is also yesh by Mishum Yura. That means if Rav of the Olam does not wear the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, so all these who are doing it are Baligaiva. They're from the elite Eden who wear two pairs of tefillin. V'minichon b'fnei odom godu she'enoig l'anichim ki b'kerev beisayim. So to put it on in front of an odom godu who also does not wear the tefillin in shul, is vaday mechzi ki yura einshom sezicha bal gaiva. So now the Dirshi brings down all this was said in a zman in a mokim that roiv people did not wear the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So then the din is you want to be frum at home. But doing it barabim is mechzi ki yura. So now that's that. But he says, so he brings an Orcha Shulchan and a Mincha Shitzchok in a place where the Minik Oilam is everywhere, where's the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? So now, so this halach is not applicable. Or Yasukin or Misha, Mursik, Mephusim, Bachsitim. A person is Mursik and Mephusim, Bachsitim. His whole life, he does every chumra and every does so. He can put on these tefillin also. I mean, but you see, this person does this by all inyonim. If he only does it by this, it's Merzi Kiyura. But he says, Bizmaneinu, that the Zichah Kehilas, that everyone puts on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin after davening. So, Koponim, there's no Merzi Kiyura. And one can do it. He doesn't have to be a mus a mefulsim b'chassidus. Yes.
When you put tefillin,
when do you put on the Rabbeinu Tam? Right afterwards? 4 o'clock. You're putting on the Rabbeinu Tam. And when are you putting on the middle day, right? When you're putting on 4 o'clock to the time?
Yeah.
And when are you making the bracha? 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So it won't help. It won't help Sivasai. You don't do the Mecca bracha, period.
I'm on the Rabbi Tam anyway.
Yeah, and it won't help Sivasai.
No,
there you're mechavim for both.
So anyway, I'm not
the... No, you can't make a bracha because... Mika, then we don't pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. If you could make a bracha, so you shouldn't have made. If you could make a bracha without any shells of a bracha of a tola.
Yeah. So I'm going to be the same thing on Tfilin Rashi. I'm going to make it between 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
You can't do it. And the big hefsek won't help. A bracha will not help if there's a big hefsek between the bracha and the hanochas tefillin. It's a 2-hour hefsek. There's a hesach hadas. A bracha won't help. So finish. That's good. So your hands are tired. So good.
I have nothing to do with the hefsek.
by a broche des den sind sie massiert das von der mitzwe schmire ich ja da bis monte but here you massiert das von der mitzwe put it on 4 hours later the broche cannot help so you were not yeah it won't help so it says nicht gefällig if you could put on both basachas one after the other and then the broche will help but this it doesn't help she's doing it without a broche yeah Ja, Bachsidis, Shekim in Shoylam Noigim Karashi, Nira Kiyura, Mishachoshis Lachmer Rasme Beze, Meine Muchsuk, Shemachmer Alasme, Gamke Bishar Dvorim. So, fine. So that's why it's Magzi Kiyura. Agavuche, just one second, they bring down something very interesting. I think from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, okay, the Chazanish, the Goyin did not wear the Bnei Tam Tzvi in the Chazanish did not wear the Rabbeinu Tam Tzvi. Rab Chaim, I forgot what, if Rab Chaim does wear, doesn't wear, but Rab Chaim said one thing, when a person becomes 70 years old, he should put on once the Rabbeinu Tam Tzvi. He doesn't want to cover the school, but once he should put on the Rabbeinu Tam Tzvi, so come after 120, you shouldn't say, after the Leimonach Tzvi. Please, I put on Tzvi once in my life, I wait for that. He said, Meshe said, "Bemshivim shonei." Now we have to start thinking. They'll see like a kafta the lemon nach tefillin. So I saw this from Rab Chaim. If you want to, it's no problem. No problem. Yeah. Enochanami. Yes. Yeah.
But
because there's a new problem. There's a problem of Mexico, you know. So then you can't do it. I mean, the Yiras Hamayim is mechayev to do it, but there's a problem of Mexico, you know. No. If no one else is doing it. Yeah. No, but since no one else is doing it, so you're doing something else also. You should. No. You don't have to be such a Yirei Shamayim. I mean, there's no chiyuv. I'm bigger than you. I'm bigger than you. That's what I'm saying. Yirei can do a private. Yes, that's what we said. Today there's no problem. Yeah. Unless you're in base filler. If you're in base filler, you shouldn't do it. No, the yak is some. Yeah. Some mailers. So I don't think so. No. Okay. Lo now Siv Dalit. Lo yaniach shnei hazugais bekis echot. שאחד מהם הוא חויל, ועושה להניחוי בכיס תפילן, אלא יעשה שני כיסים בסימן לכל כיס, לא ייתן של זה בו זה. Now let's just explain for 2 minutes the halacha what we're speaking about. The din is, if a person has, let's say, a person has tefillin, he puts it in a tefillin baitel. He was miyachid this tefillin baitel for Rashi's tefillin. He put it for Rashi's tefillin. Let's talk about that. So now the tefillin, the kiss is so the tefillin are etzem kedusha. We'll mention soon. The Mishnah Berurah says we're speaking about he put the tefillin in the baitel without a box over them. That means the tefillin alone are touching the baitel. Now the tefillin is an etzem kedusha, it's a kedusha saguf. The kiss is a tashmish kedusha. So the din is a tashmish kedusha. So let's just talk for 1 minute. I have a kiss that's a tashmish kedusha, and later I'm going to put in this kiss of tashmish kedusha, a davar shel chol. That means, let's give a poshut example. I put a mirror now in my tefillin baitel. I put my tefillin baitel there. A week later, I decide it'll be very convenient if I have a mirror, so I'm going to put the mirror also in the tefillah baitel, so that's awesome. Because since this kiss became a tashmish kedusha, a tashmish kedusha cannot be used l'tzayzach choyl. So now you want to store your mirror there also. What? No, it's not a tashmish kedusha. You're using it, but it's not a tashmish kedusha. Yeah, but it's not called a tashmish kedusha. Tashmish kedusha means a double that's holding a double kodesh. That's called a tashmish kedusha. But we'll see soon. We'll talk about it soon. But this is, if I first put the tefillin in, the tefillin was there a week, and now I want to put in the mirror, I want to put in the schedule. That's also because it's a tashmish kedusha and cannot use it for a shimur sholcha. Now, so let's say I put tefillin in this case. I use it for, let's say, Rashi. And then later, I'm going to go and get a different kiss for Rashi. So I'll put my Rabbeinu Tamas in this kiss. Shem Shemayim. Could be the Rabbeinu Tamas is chayil. So Memele, so you are, you, this is, so, if Rashi is Kodesh, it could be Rashi is not Kodesh, it could be Rashi is Kodesh and this is Chil, so you're putting a Dover Shel Chil in a kiss which is a Tashmi Shel Kedusha, which is also. So that's the way he says, Lo Yonichos Gensi Doloshin of Mechaba, Shnei Hazugis Bekis Echod, She'echod Mehem Hu Chil, that means at different times, first he put in one, and then he put in the other, Va'osa Lahanichoi Bekis Philim. Eliyash, the Shnei Kisim, the similar whole Kish, Leitin, Shosab, is that don't mix up the Kisim. Because if you put on two Kisim, so this is Shalash, this will be in the time, you can switch Kisim, so you get in half water. One is Chayil, one is Kaidish, and you're putting it at Dabba Chayil, and Tash Mishkadush. Now let us see the Mishnah Bula. Lo Yenirech, Umayri Shohuzman HaKis Tchila Rak Ledas Echod Mehen. Oh. So we're talking about the kiss was first nisyachid for one of them. So it was miyuchid for Rashi, for the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's miyuchid for one. So it's miyuchid. So if the Rabbeinu Tam is Kodesh, so it became a Tashmish al Kedusha. Later I want to put in Rashi's, so maybe I'm putting in a double chil. But if I have a big kiss and I'm going to put both tefillin in, so I miyachid this tefillin, this kiss, lechatchilah for davar shelchil. So then that means if when I bought my tefillin, I put the mirror in, when the kiss, I'm going to put in, that's my kiss. The kiss is tefillin and a mirror, that's what I'm going to put, so then there's no problem. The whole problem is, there was a zman, you were miyachid it, for tefillin shel Rashi. Now I want to put in tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam that you can't use it because it was nisyach. Because echod shel tefillin can nisayim. Avo betika talis mutalach niyich shneim afilu heim beloitik. The etika miyuchid gamu dvar chayu dohu atalis. But if you can put in, you don't have a specific tik for the tefillin. Everything you put in your tik shel talis. So the tik is holds a davar chayu. There's no kedusha to atalis. Some of them not fishes are good to a talus, it's a baggage, you put on sisters. Some of them are there, so then I can put whatever I want in this stick. Who, Chil, Mamele, the Osa Lahachlev HaKisim. You can't be Machlev the Kisim. So there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Mishnah Berurah says that's speaking about a bias that does not have a tick over them like we have. By us, the tefillin are completely covered. The bayis, the titure, the mabarta, we have, it's completely covered. Now, if it's completely covered, so now we have to understand as follows. So this box that covers the tefillin is a tashmish kedusha, because this box is made to hold the tefillin. This is a tashmish kedusha. I put this in the tick. This is a tashmish to tashmish. A tashmish to tashmish, you have no problem whatsoever. So it's a misibul says in Bir Alocha, that what the Machaba is concerned, that I'm putting in a tik that was used for Rashi to put in Arab in the Tam, that Safke, if the tefillin were put in without a cover, so then the tik becomes a tashmish tekdusha. But if the tefillin were put in with a cover, so there's no problem with the tik because it's a tashmish to tashmish. The deal she brings down the ha'orah on this, there's a machlokes, the ritzuis have a din of a tashmish tekdusha. It's not called, I mean, the bias is etzem kedusha, the ritzu is ha'atashmish kedusha. But the kesher, the dalet in the yud, is Rashi Shita, is that's called etzem kedusha. That's Rashi Shita. So he's ma'orah, so it's not so poshut. Afilu you have a box that's covering everything, but the yud is not covered. And the dalet is not covered. So Mamela, so according to Rashi Shita, we'll have a problem with a little box. That's the Dilshus Meir, I think. Well, come on, let's go a little further. Now, Mamela dos lachiv hakis. Mechoskin abatim v'ratzuis v'aparshiis. Mishal Rashi l'bein etam o yivche. That means, let's talk about the batim. I had batim which were used for Rashi. And now I'm going to use them for the Rabbeinu Tam. I use these batim, Shema Shabbai. So you're being moired, the Kedusha before was used for Rashi, and now could be using for the Vachil. So if no one ever wore these batim, Yuchel Achlifam, he could use it for the Rabbeinu Tam. Because then it was never used. So it doesn't have a din of an etzem kedusha. So as long as it's not for a double chayil, it's mutter. V'minicham adam olav afilu pamachas l'shem mitzvah tefillin v'yimusudorim alpi da'asechem Rabbeinu Tam Rashi also l'achlif m'shu achakach. So that means if I use this bias for the Rabbeinu Tam or for Rashi, so I cannot now use this bias for the other one because this is because maybe the other one is chayil and yamayzad mekdusha. Fafilim hisna leim mekaza lachlifim sheyil to leimana. Fafilim made a tnai the mekaydish lachayil leimani tnai. I made a tnai that listen, I'm using this batim now for Rashi. If I want to later use it for Ben Atam, I'll use it for Ben Atam. You can't do such a thing because by an etzem kedusha you cannot make a tnai. Kosev aprime godem, di motza ritzuit. The person found ritzuit. Ve'ene yedem heim shol rashi e shol rabeidu tam. He doesn't know. He found ritzuit. Is yochir lenichem leparshi e shol rashi. So he can go and use these ritzuit for parshi e shol rashi. Why? Two reasons. Number one, derube minichem shol rashi. Number one. So I can assume these ritzuis were used for Rashi's tefillah, number one. And number two, Banan Svirulon Gam came to Rashi Ikra. We hold that Shitas Rashi is the Ikra, Umalin Bakoidik, Samewa Afilu, Abichayish for the Miyud. So it was the Rabbeinu Tams, but we paskin the Rashi's Ikra, so it's Malin Bakoidik. But now, somehow my Ritzua of Rashi got puzzled, so I'll take off the Ritzua of the Rabbeinu Tam, and there's no service to me that I'm moired because Mika then we pass can like Rashi, so I can use it now for Rashi Shit. אבל משל רשי רבנו תם עושה ליטו בכל גבני. ואם נזדמן שאוי ציקי של רבנו תם תחיל. Now he has two pairs of tefillin, and he took out רבנו תם by mistake, יבירם. So there's no din of ain מבירם על המצוות, כי לידון רשי יקבל אבל בזה מבירם על המצוות. ואבל בי כן לך תחיל יזור שלו יובי לכך. בכל המועד, אין לניח של רבינו תם, ותשע בב למנחה, יניח ים הרויצה. שי סיין גלסו בין רבינו תם, חלמד יוני ורעשיס, but תשע בב, if you want, you can with רבינו תם also. Now let us see, see פלמטי, נוגו במיניין השיטן, לכתוב בשל יד שיבו שיטה. By the shel yad, there are seven shuras. B'chol parsha, b'shel rosh, arbo shita. That's a minig. V'mshina loy posel. It's a minig, but it's not ma'akev v'diyabe. Lines, shuras, yeah, yeah. Yeah. A shita. A shita is a line. That's also called a shita, but here shita is a line. Here's over here.
That's also
true. It's also true. Kaponim. Okay. So here he is. Here he is a picture. So by the tefillin shel yad, there's seven shuras. And by the tefillin shel rosh, there's four shuras. No, shita means a line. No, shita means a line. So, yeah, no go be minyan ha-shitim lichim shiat shiva shitim chopash mishalot shabu ha-shitim mimshin le-posol. No go api ha-kabole biyat soifrim ish mipi ish. Be minyan ha-shitim. V'yesh, v'chein yesh kabole biyodim binyan ha-scholos roshi ha-shulis b'shal yada b'shal rosh. There's also a mesoira that the soifrim have with which word to start each line. כמבור בתור בישויסף, בסייפים קיין, הם מדגדקים, בתחילוס ראש ישורס, משנים כשהיזדם עליהם. They do it the way it comes out more convenient. That's what the סייפים do. ורויצה לדגדי, if a person wants to make that, to start each shure with a certain table, ורק אלוהים שחויסס שקצה הרבה כדי לחוון ראשי השיטס כי אין נוי לתפילים אבל מת ראשוי. That means, he made a חשבון, somehow the first tavis that he had written on this line, somehow he wrote them very small. So now he wants to start, and he has one more word, then he wants to start the next shura with the proper word. So the only way he can do it by stretching out the last word. So he says it's not kedai. It can make one big word. So in order for this inyan that the shura should start with this word, it's not kedai. You're taking away of the noy of the tefillin. But later that him shereishis leikatz abdei lecham roshi shishis kein noy letzun. Aber matra shoy just to make it a little longer. בום פיגיטלך, ובשינה בין בשייד בין בשלוש. ומאין לילה של יד רק קלף קוצר באורך. What if he has a narrow קלף? He can't make seven שורש. אני אוכל לכתב עולם שם ושיטת. אם לא שייכתב כסיב ודק אמו, he's the only way to do this seven שיטן, but I'll write very thin. נראה את הוויוסו לשענס מניין השיטן. אין במותחי בחוסטנציה ובחוסטור בובלם. זה בכלל זה כלום הדיו, לכתר קסימה גסה במיצי שווית בגויסי יש לו יהיה נמחוק עם הערה. או באמס אונו רואים בחוש, we see the בקסיבה is a dark, it's also right tiny, של גיל נעזר סייפן כהיום בבוי נעשינו הרבה, מוצרי כמה וכמה קלקולים, גם בתחילס כסיבוס, המשלי נכתבו כדין, אומך מסעקוס, since the writing very tiny, since they don't write proper oisies. וברובו בחוס וכמה וכמה תגים, since it's very tiny, so they don't write the תגים, the שעת נסגי, so מדיני זה גמולה. ויש מאחרוינים שמרמיר מזעף על בדיעבד. ושאים מעונם שאלה, יתנפר שישקלו בסך תפילה. So a person should make sure that his תפילים should be written not with tiny oisis. And loy she yivdek oisim mitchila hitiv hitiv, unless he saw the parshas before, v'yeza mikosav ha-parshas, and he'll know who wrote these parshas. The parshas kailu, these tiny parshas, motzimoy dek oisim hem adayin na'orim, shriyod of cloud in exibis stam.
Now, if someone put the feeling with the housing, whether you're The box?
The box is underneath?
Yeah. I forgot to take it off.
Yeah, yeah. You forgot to take it off.
Amen.
So there's a shaila about chatzitza. I mean, it's a machloikis with chatzitza. If it does pasul, if it doesn't pasul.